All right, can you hear me now?
Ken, and just when you're ready, give me a count.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Vinny, this common law developed in the courts of England would become a powerful vehicle for the advance of freedom. A vehicle transported to America and still in use by our courts today.
But Bob, the true linchpin of freedom and the foundational document of the British Constitution, would come in 1215 with the issuing of the Magna Carta. This royal charter, signed and issued by King Henry's son, King John Lackland, and written in Latin, would contain 63 critical clauses that would outline the duties the British king owed to his subjects. Within its clauses were contained the concept of separation of powers, elected representative government, and free access to courts. By its terms, this document would recognize that the power of the state had its limits.
And then a half century later, Vinny, in 1265, St. Thomas Aquinas then issued his famous Summa Theologica, which advanced the concept of grace, which argued that all people have an individual relationship with God. The acceptance of this concept, advanced by St. Thomas, meant that all civil governments would soon also have to begin to elevate the status of the individual.
This was such an important watershed moment, Bob. And then, building upon St. Thomas's work, other philosophers, clerics, and legal scholars, such as William Ockham, John Wycliffe, Thomas Hobbes, and John Locke, all began to argue that every human being should be vested with fundamental, individual, natural rights. This was the start of the recognition of natural law, which opened the Enlightenment and led to the English, of natural law, which opened the Enlightenment and led to the English version of individual rights. And these concepts of individual rights and natural law would be further refined by the English Civil War, their glorious revolution, and then our own experience in the Americas.
No doubt, Vinny. So now we can see how the antecedents of Roman, then English common law, began to form the foundations of our freedom.
Okay, Bob, we're going to have to redo that because she's got to quiet those friggin' dogs down.
Oh, I couldn't even hear him, but that's okay.
Okay, well, I just wanted to
Well, let's do it again anyway. So,
make sure.
no doubt, Vinny. No doubt, Vinny. So now we can. No doubt, Vinny. So now we can see how the antecedents of Roman and then English common law began to form the very foundations of our freedom.
Yes, Bob. And in our next episode, when we cover the tumultuous events of the 17th century, yes, Bob. And in our next episode, when we cover the tumultuous events of 17th century England, so as to continue this.
Discussion should be
Yeah. All right, let me redo that. Yes, Bob. And in our next episode, when we cover the tumultuous events of the 17th century, one more time. Yes, Bob, and in our next episode, when we cover the tumultuous events of 17th century England, so as to continue this discussion, these foundational elements of our freedom. Something
that
about that.
doesn't make any sense.
No.
Didn't write it correctly.
All right, so let me
When we
see if.
cover the tumultuous events of 17th century England, we will continue to discuss these foundational elements.
What I'll do. Okay. I'll start it from. Yes, Bob. And in our next episode, like I had a better yes, Bob, before.
Okay, it's all
Yes.
good.
Yeah. Yes, Bob. And in our next episode, when we cover the tumultuous events of 17th century England and continue this discussion, I better write
We
this
will
down.
continue to discuss.
Okay, let me just do a proper
That's
do
okay.
because you know
We
my
will continue to discuss. That line should read that.
we will
We'll continue to discuss.
continue.
To discuss.
Right. To discuss these. Okay, now I got it. Let's try this again. Yes, Bob. And in our next episode, when we cover the tumultuous events of 17th
Oh,
century.
one more time, because I stepped on you.
Okay. Yes, Bob. And in our next episode, when we cover the tumultuous events of 17th century England, we will continue to discuss these foundational elements of our freedom. For we must remember that our concept of freedom may have ended, but it didn't start with us. Like has been said before, we stand on the shoulders of giants, and it was those men and women of colonial America, with their British heritage, who helped to refine these foundational principles and deliver on the promise of freedom that we enjoy today.
Well, our dear listeners, that concludes our episode 3 on the foundations of freedom. In our next episode, episode 4, we will continue to discuss the foundations of freedom. In our next episode, episode 4, we will continue to discuss the foundations of freedom, focusing on constitutional protections, 17th century England, and the transfer of freedom and law to America. We're both excited, and we hope you are as well. That should be it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It sounded good, I'll tell you.
I think it sounded great.